Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 1st of March, and I'm recording at 10:17 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, this was certainly a bullish day here for global stock markets, so we'll have a look at that and then discuss why. But first on the gains. Well, Japan, modest gains, between a quarter and a third of a percentage point. China was more impressive here today. The Shanghai Composite up 1.68%, and all the China region indices were higher, including the Hong Kong sector and also Taiwan. South Korea mixed. One index, the Kospi index, was actually a fraction lower. Everything else was higher. India had the most impressive gains, up 3.38% for the S&P BSE Sensex index. That's up 777 points from an oversold position. Other Asia Pacific markets did well, with Thailand the best of the remainders, up nearly 1.1%. And looking at Europe, some solid gains here overall. And interestingly, the top gain, Germany, which had been languishing recently, but up 2.34%. And we also saw other gains of over 2% here included. Well, there were two of them. There was the Italian market and also the Netherlands. But all the gains were solid here, and the smallest one within the European region was the UK, up just over 0.9 of a percentage point. Now, Wall Street was interesting. It was up a small amount in the pre-market and didn't do much early on in the day, but then it started to pick up steam on economic news and closed out very strong, closed out right on the highs of the day. So the Dow was up 2.1%. It's taken that back up to 16,865. The S&P getting closer to that 2,000 level where the MA is, and also that psychological level. It's up to 1,978, and that was up 2.39%. And then the NASDAQ Composite Index had the best gain of all, up 2.89%. Those are strong moves overall, and to repeat that key point, closing on the highs. The Canadian market up almost 1%, Mexico even better, and Brazil booming 3.1% gain here overall. Well, what happened? Well, I think for starters, fear, when markets have been driven down by fear, that the bad news has to keep intensifying just to sustain the move overall. But people become eventually a little bit more blasé about whatever is worrying them. And then you also, of course, in a falling market, tend to see some very large short positions put on. And when the market gets technically oversold and there are a lot of shorts and then a little bit of good news comes into the market, you can get quite an explosive rally. And I think that's the main factor. But we have to remember here that we saw, or we've been seeing, these stock markets rally from really mid-February, and they are still pushing a little higher in here. And some of these rallies are beginning to move beyond what you would normally expect if this was to be a bear market with significant downside additional scope. That's not our view here at Fuller Tracy Money. But we do feel that this is a cyclical bear market for leaders such as Wall Street. Of course, a lot of other markets have seen considerably worse declines, not least in the resources sector. But again, resources have been steadier here, particularly the industrial, bombed out industrial resources. And they have caused some of these deeply depressed markets and some of their leading shares to bounce back quite strongly recently. And then also the economic data that came out for the United States was generally positive. A little bit better data for manufacturing, and that helped to ease concerns over a slip into a recession, which does not look likely. And it's hardly surprising that manufacturing is stronger when the U.S. consumer has so much more cash in hand as a consequence of the somewhat higher employment rates, the somewhat higher wage levels, and the very low prices of gasoline. So good news there. Then also China added a bit more stimulus, and China fears, are they beginning to subside? Well, a little bit. Confidence is fragile for sure, but again, importantly, the latest data did not cause more anxiety as far as China is concerned. So what's the outlook like? Well, I think that certainly any additional follow-through to the upside by the U.S. and other leading markets would be consistent with our view that this is most likely just a cyclical bear market for the developed country leaders, and that while they may well range sideways for quite some time, and part of the reason for that is the technical damage that you have seen, the overhead top areas, and just the complete break of the previous upward trends that we had seen on indices and for a great many shares, that's can certainly lead to a longer period of ranging. But that would be far better, obviously, than a steeper bear market, which a number of people have been forecasting in recent months, although not us. Where we have seen the steep bear markets for a long time is in those resources sectors, but they're showing some of the upside leadership, as I meant right now, as I mentioned earlier on, and that is really very encouraging. Crude oil remains crucial in that recovery overall, but part and parcel, all of the industrial commodities led by oil, a firmer tone there would help improve confidence considerably, and people would worry less about deflation and recessions. And then they would also, I think, take in the point eventually that a lot of the deflation that we're actually seeing is quite positive, and it's not negative deflation, it's positive deflation in the form, or more of the positive deflation caused by technology. Okay, what else happened in here today? Well, these government bond yields surged to the upside. I had meant to write those down, I hadn't, so I'll just bring up the chart. Hold with me here a brief second. And what have we got here on the US 10-year? Up to 1.8249. Now, that's still a low level overall, but that's back up now, testing the highs that we saw in February. But the more important point to make, just to put this into perspective, is that this year we've seen these yields plunge. They started the year, or just had closed out last year, up near the 230 level, just over the 230 level, and then dropped all the way down to a low of 1.5286, and that was right in the middle of February, and now we're at, as I say, 1.8249. So that's very impressive, and it looks like a small base formation here overall with this big upward dynamic in here today. It's still a very nervous market overall, so the range on the bonds today was enormous. The low, excuse me, the low down at 1.7, And against that that close, that well, they had the high on the day was 1.8353. So we closed not far off the off the high on the day. Now, VIX index also falling sharply against that background. You'd not be surprised to hear. And looking at currencies, well, that U.S. dollar index, that's a little bit too strong for my comfort, 98.378. Now, if things could go wrong in the immediate future, and of course things do go wrong throughout a year, there's plenty of it, and markets weigh up the balance between things that are going wrong and what are going right, and then their expectations. But a push, a break above that 100 level that held would be quite worrying, as I've mentioned on many, many occasions, and it may well take intervention to drive that dollar back down, because people are looking at that U.S. economic data that we're seeing here, and they're saying, no, that we're not going to get a recession in the U.S., and the Fed is going to go ahead and raise interest rates again at least one more time, and quite possibly twice. And so that's driving them into the dollar. And I'll repeat that point, will likely require more intervention to keep it under that 100 level, because other economies are just not doing as well. Now, among other currencies here, the Indian rupee strengthened here for the second day. It was stronger on Friday as well. But the Indians probably want the rupee somewhat weaker here overall. Let's see, pick up the euro here. Soft, 1.0867. The yen, soft, 114 on the yen. That will help Japan tomorrow morning. Sterling, soft here, a little firmer today, but at 1.3949. I think that's the main action, although some of these bombed out commodity producing currencies also a little bit firmer in here today. Looking at commodities, crude oil, the Brent, steady, 36.61. And the WTI, also steady, 33.89. Off the highs, but not still firm in patterns that look increasingly with time as if they have reached a bottom, or certainly in a bottom area, and upward dynamics out of these patterns would, I think, spark some further short covering. And looking at the commodity indices, well, they're steady as well. Looking at the precious metals, with the evidence that the U.S. economy was looking a little stronger and confidence improving in a number of stock markets, the precious metals, which are not so much hard thought of as hard money, but the ones that will certainly also benefit from some economic growth, are doing better today, and that includes palladium, up nearly $21 at 516 and change. Silver, been all over the place, was up at 1510 this morning, but couldn't hold that, and is at 1484 and a half as I speak, and that's down 7 cents. And gold bullion is a little lower in here today, down about $6.50, and on the spot that's $1,232. And the agricultural commodities, mostly a little firmer in here today. And on that note, tomorrow morning, I would expect a decent performance here. Certainly Japan, one of the earlier markets to open, I would expect that to be strong, and we could easily see some upside follow through there as well. All the very best to all of you.